Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call divine intelligence. Divine intelligence. I am reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and from verse 14 to 16. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. It says from verse 14 that the natural man, that is, the man who isn't born again, the man who's born of the flesh. Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Those who are born of the flesh cannot partake of the kingdom of heaven. And it says those people who are the natural man, they don't have the capacity to understand the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness unto them. They can't know the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit of God that pertain to the Word of God, that pertain to the mystery of Christ, to the teachings of Christ. They are spiritually discerned. It takes a miracle. It takes the breath of understanding by the Spirit of God to understand the mystery of Christ. This gospel that we preach can't be understood without a miraculous breath of the Spirit. Nobody can understand the gospel of Christ unless the Spirit of Christ himself enables them to. The world is entering an era of what is called artificial intelligence, AI. Artificial intelligence is giving computers the ability to do what humans can do, meaning that a computer can learn and have cognitive abilities like a human. So computers are able to learn something and then, based on that intelligence, make decisions on their own. This is the AI era. However, there is a much more superior form of knowledge, a more superior form of intelligence. We see this in verse 16. It says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? God is the wisest. He is wisdom itself. He is perfect in knowledge. He's perfect in intelligence. Who has God ever met for counseling? Who can advise God on what to do? Who can teach God on what to do? And that's the question it's asking. However, he concludes by saying, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. The mind there comes from the original language of Greek, from a word that refers to intelligence, intellect, thinking, thought, perception. Meaning that it's saying we have the thinking faculty of Christ. We have the intelligence, the thought, the intellect, the thinking, the perception of Christ at work in us. That's what this place is saying. God has planted in us a divine intelligence that enables us to learn the mysteries of his word. We have planted in us something at work that gives us insight into the deep mysteries of God. The ability to learn the scripture, but not just the scripture, the ability to have insight into the revelation of Christ, insight into God's word he's planted in us. In essence, the thinking and reasoning of a believer isn't natural. The way we think is different from the way the world thinks because divine intelligence is at work in us. The things which the world will see as foolish, due to the divine intelligence in us, we're able to decode the deep mysteries of God. We're able to gain insights into the deep mysteries of God and apply them to our lives and have benefits. This is our testimony. The thinking and reasoning of a believer isn't natural. There's a supernatural intelligence, a divine intelligence at work in our hearts that helps us to understand the things of God. Therefore, as we give ourselves over to the meditation of God's word and surrender to the spiritual realities of the gospel and surrender our minds to new creation realities, Christ begins to think and to reason through us. Christ begins to have his way in our minds, and we begin to think exactly like Christ. Our perception becomes the perception of Christ. This is a dimension whereby we think and make decisions, and it looks like we're the ones thinking. However, it is not us thinking, it is Christ at work in our minds. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ at work in me, Christ alive in me, Christ reasoning and thinking through me. We begin to think, but it's Christ that is thinking through us. I've been in several situations where I am thinking of something and it seems as if I'm the one thinking, but it's the Spirit of Christ working through my thoughts, and that thing I'm thinking of either comes to pass or happens to be a revelation about somebody or about something. It's not a coincidence. It's the Spirit of Christ at work. It's happened so many times. Someone comes to my thoughts. I'm just thinking and someone comes to my thoughts. And I say, okay, I'm going to pray for this person. And I call that person shortly and the person says, oh, this is what happened to me at so-so time. It coincided or it tallied with the time where those thoughts came. The mind of Christ. It's a supernatural life. In Romans 8 and verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, these are the children of God. A life that is led, that is carried about by the Spirit. It's also part of divine intelligence. When you are moved in your mind, the Spirit working in your heart and in your mind, making you to do some things, you are being moved to do something. At times, it could even be in your subconscious. You are doing something, your steps are being ordered by the Spirit, not knowing that it's actually the Lord doing it. Colossians 1 and verse 27 talks about Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ is a being. He is a person. There is a being in you, living in you. And this being is the Almighty God in the person of Jesus Christ. And this being is alive. He's alive in you. Therefore, he can reason through you. He can think through you. He can act through you. He can move through you. This is God's vision for us. This is God's intention for us as believers. It's not just about only hearing God speak, but another dimension where Christ reasons through us. This isn't for some special gifted people in the body of Christ. You know, it amuses me so much nowadays. I listen to some preachers and they begin to tell stories that are intentionally designed to exalt themselves above others so that people can hear those stories and say, wow, this man indeed is a great man of God. But I'm not talking about something that is exclusive for special gifted people in the body of Christ. I'm talking about something that God has designed for all believers. The divine intelligence at work in us. His spirit at work in us. In essence, in conclusion, we're saying, always look within. When you need help, when you need to know what to do, you need answers. Look within the divine intelligence. In everyday life, in modern life today, most of the time, when people have questions, they go straight to the AI. They go straight to ChatGPT to ask questions. They go straight to Copilot to ask questions. They go straight to a Google search. But there is the DI, which is superior to any form of AI. And this is the divine intelligence that has all answers. It's more capable than ChatGPT or any AI tool to give direction in life. For every major decision you're making in life, buying a house, changing a job, moving to another house, marrying someone, relocating, this divine intelligence is available for you to look within and know what to do. And for even decisions that seem as if they are minor decisions, the divine intelligence is available. You are blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need healing, you can reach out to us via email, info@project-charis.org. info@project-charis.org. Thank you very much.